A Study in Emerald. 1. The New Friend. Fresh from their stupendous European tour, where they perform before several of the crowned heads of Europe, garnering their plaudits and praise with magnificent dramatic performances combining both comedy and tragedy, the Strand Players wish to make it known that they shall be appearing at the Royal Court Theatre, Drury Lane, for a limited engagement in April, at which they will present My Lookalike Brother Tom, The Littlest Violet Seller, and The Great Old Ones Come, this last an historical epic of pageantry and delight, each an entire play in one act. Tickets are available now from the box office. It is the immensity, I believe, the hugeness of things below, the darkness of dreams. But I am wool-gathering, forgive me, I am not a literary man. I had been in need of lodgings. That was how I met him. I wanted someone to share the cost of rooms with me. We were introduced by a mutual acquaintance in the chemical laboratories of St. Bart's. "You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive." That was what he said to me, and my mouth fell open and my eyes opened very wide. "Astonishing," I said. "Not really," said the stranger in the white lab coat, who was to become my friend. "From the way you hold your arm, I see you have been wounded, and in a particular way. You have a deep tan. You also have a military bearing, and there are few enough places in the Empire that a military man can be both tanned, and given the nature of the injury to your shoulder and the traditions of the Afghan cave folk, tortured." Put like that, of course, it was absurdly simple. But then it always was. I had been tanned nut brown, and I had indeed, as he had observed, been tortured. The gods and men of Afghanistan were savages, unwilling to be ruled from Whitehall or from Berlin or even from Moscow, and unprepared to see reason. I had been sent into those hills, attached to the 8th Regiment. As long as the fighting remained in the hills and mountains, we fought on an equal footing. When the skirmishes descended into the caves and the darkness, then we found ourselves, as it were, out of our depth and in over our heads. I shall not forget.